Hey everybody, welcome back to Riding with the Window Down. As many of you know, this was my first podcast. I started back in 2004. I started the blog before that, but when the world of podcasting was created, I tested it out. You know, I was one of the early ones, the OPs, the original podcasters. In fall of 2004, when it started, I was one of five or six at the beginning. And, you know, as you know now, there's millions. But my focus today isn't to relive podcast history. It's instead to say, are you podcasting? Or to ask you, are you podcasting? And if not, why? Why not? You know, regardless of who you are, podcasting is such a powerful medium. It dawned on me today that, you know, I've written 5-6 books now, and some have sold, you know, others not so much, but I realized that this podcast alone, by putting it out, one, it takes a fraction of the time. It's not even close. I took 6 months writing my last book, and that was a lot of time. That wasn't 6 months of my spare time. That was 6 months focused on it. And I sold, you know, 10, 20,000 copies, you know, something like that, which was great. Hey, I'm grateful for that. But this podcast, I'll have that many people listen to it within a day or two of it being out. So I can reach many, many more people. And I can do it in a lot less time. I can do another one tomorrow. Heck, I can do one this afternoon. Now I'm not here saying that everybody needs to do a podcast, because you have to have something that you're interested in talking about. This is one of several dozen shows that I do every week. You know, I've got this one, which is just my thoughts, and it has been for almost 20 years. That's the focus of this one. I've got business shows that focus on highlighting small business. I've got business shows that that focus on marketing. I've got shows that focus on high school football, regional high school football, or a specific team even. I've also got shows that highlight the Texas High School Football Hall of Fame. I'm doing one with the Texas Legacy Support Network that focuses on UT athletics and some of their great stories. I've got some other ones I'm working on with people, which I'll be launching pretty soon. But I tell you, it's the best bang for the buck to get your story out there, if you have a business especially. Now, I'm saying, you know, if you're a plumber, yeah, you probably don't want to start a plumbing podcast, because who's going to listen to it? Unless you're a really good speaker, you've got some funny plumbing stories, maybe you'll get some listeners. You might get some plumbers who listen. But maybe there's a home improvement show that you can do that doesn't just focus on plumbing. Or if you don't want to do it, at least sponsor a show like that so you can get your message in front of them. And that's a lot of what I do, is I help customers find the right podcast to market themselves on. I tell you, it's just a phenomenal thing. I love the fact that the average person knows what a podcast is now. I remember fall of 2005, I traveled around the country speaking to business groups and colleges, and I was talking about, hey, there's this new thing out there called podcasting, and it's going to change everything. And I'd get an audience look back at me with these blank stares, wondering what sort of language I'm speaking. And frankly, it was too early. They didn't know what it was. They, you know, I was way ahead. I was, what's the saying about the pioneers get the arrows? I was out there taking the arrows. I wasn't settling any, you know, wilderness. But now the wilderness is out there. It's boomtown, you know. It's just such a powerful medium And it's so accessible. I am sitting on my land right now where I've been clearing brush and burning stumps. I'm recording this sitting in my chair. I take a break after, you know, an hour or so of sweating just because I'm old. I'll have a sit down in my chair and I'll drink some water, get some energy going again, and then I'll get back out there. And I thought this time, yeah, I'll just record a quick little show because I was listening to podcasts while working. And that's when it really dawned on me. It's such a powerful medium that now you have the ability to be in somebody's ear, to be in their conscious, really in their brain while they're doing something, whether it's, you know, working on their land or it's driving somewhere or working out, whatever it is. There's so many great ways to consume podcasts, and it's such a personal connection. When you read my book, you get my voice, but it's your interpretation of my voice. When you listen to my podcast, I'm there. I'm not in the room with you. I am in your brain right now. I am in there. And that's pretty darn powerful. So, again, I was just moved to share that about podcasting. And I guess until next time, hey, I'm Chris Daly reminding you, do podcasts. Consume podcasts, advertise on podcasts, reach out to me if you have any questions about podcasts, and definitely keep it real.
Are you looking for a podcast network that talks Texas by Texans? Well, check us out. You're already listening to us, but go to the website, LoneStarPodcast.com. You can also find us on every big podcast platform, LSPN. We have shows in business, entertainment, marketing, music, of course, sports. We have some of the best sports podcasts in the state of Texas, ranging from high school football all the way up to pro basketball. So check us out online, LoneStarPodcast.com. That's the LSPN on every major podcast platform.